The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
We've only been on the air 37 minutes. We only brought up the fact that, you know, what did you do that was naughty a little while ago? We thought it would take a bit longer to sort of find out just how naughty Georgie's been. And it's taken about 10 minutes, isn't it? We found out that she's like us, used to do a bit of scrumping. And she's also good at forgery.
Yes. Very talented.
Do you want to just talk us through the story? Confess?
Of forgery?
Yeah.
Well, when I was in school, the whole class got in trouble for talking, but not me, because I didn't talk in class. I never talked in class, and that's a fact. But everyone got in trouble for some reason, which I thought was really horrible. But and I was scared that I was going to get in trouble because we were sent home with a note that had to be signed, and I didn't want to tell my parents, so instead I just traced, I put it over like another thing my dad had signed for me, and I just traced it.
Wow. That's clever, isn't it? That's using your initiative.
Well done, actually,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, back in our day, that would have been really, really good. Mm. You'd have gone to the top of the class for certain things, but, you know, it is forgery.
And when did your mum find out about this, Georgie?
Just now.
Maybe last year.
Wow. And the scrumping as well. So there must be other things as well that, you know, you've done. Do you believe her?
No.
Do you believe there's more? I believe there's more. Now, Mark mentioned that he lived in France, and you've lived in France as well. You just tell us roughly where you lived.
Brittany.
Brittany, and that's quite a nice little place, isn't it?
Yes, it's lovely.
Would you go back?
Yes, I would.
Because we looked at somewhere to visit for a holiday, but I looked at it and I thought, do you know what? I'd go back there and live. It looks really, really nice. Oldie worldy type places.
Yes.
And quite reasonably priced as well. That to me really does appeal. And you mentioned the word boulangerie.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to laugh at that. Well, you used to do French at school. Boulangerie.
Boulangerie.
I'm just trying to think. What is... that's a shop, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What do you think
it sells? So, yeah, boulangerie is... bread?
Yes.
It's bread, so it's a baker's.
Exactly.
Okay, what are the other shops? What's the butcher's then?
Charcuterie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that word.
Charcuterie.
Mm.
And what about...
Vegetables would be... Oh, I can't
fruit and veg place.
Just go to the supermarket, the supermarché.
Supermarché?
Yeah, supermarché.
All right, so and what part of France did you live in?
Well, I was living in Paris for about 6 years.
Wow. Mm. So that's a much faster pace of life, I would have thought.
Very different to Brittany, yeah. I mean, it feels like a big international... getting towards a 24-hour city, not quite, but it's quite lively and interesting. But when you go outside Paris, you really see the difference. And some of the more rural areas are probably quite a bit behind even where we are here, really. So it's quite a contrast.
I know that we went there for our honeymoon, and we had a walk around only for a couple of days. And the two things that stand out, there's a place on there that was in a film, a dancing film.
Hmm.
It's like a little red building, funny little building it is.
Oh, the Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge,
yeah.
That's it, yeah, the Moulin Rouge. Yeah, that was fascinating, because you think it's going to be huge, but it's not, it's tiny, isn't it? Really tiny. The other one is, we went up high, is it Montmartre?
Montmartre, yeah, where the Sacré-Cœur is, yeah.
And you go up high, and you've got this magnificent view, and you can see the that big towery thing they've got.
The Tour Montparnasse, yeah. The only skyscraper in the city of Paris.
And
they've got some on the edge.
Not though. That one, that Eiffel thing.
Oh,
you just said it.
That's not the same one, is it?
No.
No. And we did go on the Seine. Is it the Seine?
Yep.
The river?
Yeah.
Yep. So we had a fascinating time, but it just everything was so fast.
Mm.
But they had strange opening times.
They do. I mean, particularly on a Sunday in the rural areas, it's quite difficult to get anything, isn't it?
Yes, it was always closed when I was younger.
I like the idea of that. I do. I like that's an easy way of life, isn't it? I know we went into some restaurant at about 5:15 and they said, we're not open yet. And I'm thinking, yeah, but I was MIT at 5:15. I can't, you know, tea's 5:15. I'm a creature of habits. No, we're not open yet.
But there's a big restaurant culture in France, much more so, I think, than here. Even though people, I suppose, love cooking, but they actually like someone else to cook for them. So going out to restaurants and cafes is quite a big part of the cultural life there, isn't it?
Yes.
So have you had snails?
Well, as a veggie, no, but I have sat at a table when people eat them, and frog's legs, and I've got to say, it really doesn't make me feel too good looking at them.
Oh, really?
No.
See, the frog's legs I haven't had, but I would try them. I've had the snails.
Have you? What did you think of them?
Well, they were a bit chewy, but they were all right. They're covered in garlic and stuff, so, you know, it was... I'm a great believer in trying things. What about you? Have you eaten snails?
No, and I never will.
How can you not eat snails if you lived in France? Surely that's what you got to do, isn't you? I think they should have that. It's like, don't have a passport control. Look, it's a snail. You eat a snail, you can come in.
No.
Frog's legs?
No.
And why not? Is it something that you think, oh, that's not, I don't like frog's legs. I'm not going to like it, and that's that. Or is it a case of, oh, poor little frog?
Well, I don't like frogs very much, so... Well, I do. I don't think they should be eaten, but I don't like them, so I don't care. But I don't like snails either. It just feels like it would be gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must admit, if I went back now, I'd probably say I'd use the excuse of I've tried them, I've had them, but I would probably go for the frog's legs.
What does Joanna Lumley say on Absolutely Fabulous? Anything with a pulse is lunch.
Wow.
In France. And I think that's a bit, as a veggie, I think that's a bit sad, really.
Yes.
Sorry I laugh so much. I feel bad
it's
now.
It's a good line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great line. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some Curiosity Killed the Cat. It's 11:16.
The Mid-Morning Show.